From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. My name is Matt Frederick.
Hey, Matt, I have a question for you. Oh, hey, sorry, everybody. I'm Ben Bullen.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows who you are.
Right. Where are my manners?
It's okay. Jump right into a question. Let's do it.
I'm just excited. I want to hear this answer from you. This is a question that we have been asked frequently, and I owe a big thanks to our Twitter and Facebook friend, Juan Gutierrez. I hope you're listening here. Handle Juan Hitaquita, I think it is, with two T's. I'm not sure. Anyway, so Juan has asked us this and wanted to stay honest about this because I don't think we ever quite answered it. Matt, of the stuff that we have covered, do you believe that any of it is, quote unquote, a real conspiracy?
Ooh, there's so many. Well, Ben, one of the things that I really believe in is the New World Order.
What? Like, okay.
No, okay. Okay. So, because it's been mentioned, and I'm thinking of it as more of a plan to globalize the world.
Oh, okay. So more of a plan. You're talking about the plan to maybe put all states, all nation states, under the control of one central authority.
One, and who knows how loosely it will be. Just because, you know, I've heard George H.W. Bush use the phrase New World Order. Okay. I've heard, tons of people use this phrase, the New World Order. The idea just, and it's not as nefarious as anyone would like to believe, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who's at the helm.
But the problem lies in getting the way that you get about to that New World Order. I think there are a lot of nefarious things that happen in small pockets in order to further that goal. And I really do believe that that is an overarching goal for a lot of different groups.
Now, do these groups, would you say these, you believe that these groups collude or that they compete?
I think there are certainly a ton of competing groups that want to have control, right? That's the conquering idea of humanity. You want to be in control of your realm. And if you've decided that your realm is the entire Earth or perhaps even further, then that's what you try and do, right? And there are a lot of ambitious men and women out there.
So, okay. So you believe that there not only could be, but that there are multiple groups of people essentially vying for a global hegemony.
I think there are certain groups that are perhaps secretive groups.
Okay.
Let's just use one example, Skull and Bones Society.
Okay.
That have a certain membership that is then filtered out into other large important groups, say
kind
the U.S. government.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of a Skull and Bones, kind of a decayed aristocracy frat club. I mean, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
The qualifications are nepotism, not talent.
This is absolutely true. But with that nepotism, you have some of those old goals of control are still there, I think. I don't know. This is really what I believe, and okay. I just wanted to be honest with you.
Sure. Yeah. Now it's not too far out there. I think, to respond to part of this question, I think that there's something very clever about using a label to call something a conspiracy theory. People would hear a label like New World Order, and our brains love labels, right? We love patterns, categories, things like that. So if we hear a label, it gives our brain kind of a diversion or a shortcut that can stop us from doing the hard uphill task of thinking critically about something. Now, of course, it is true that George H.W. Bush did say there was a New World Order. He was referring specifically to the order of power in the region, in the Middle East theater, I think. And of course, it's true that not only nation states, but religions and corporations especially, which I think is the future of governance, it will probably be corporate. These groups all vie for power. It's not unusual. It's not new. It's true. The part that I would have a problem believing is I just don't think that many of these organizations are as effective as they would like to be. as powerful as some people might think they are, or near as unified. I don't think there's one group of people, a small group of people who meet up once a year in Poughkeepsie or something to run the world. I do think there are people who run huge chunks of the world, like the financial sector, but that's a monopoly more so than a conspiracy. Like, it's true. You can look up the bankers.
Yeah. That's why things like, man, it's just so, it sounds so out there when I'm hearing myself think it, or I'm, when I'm talking about like the Bohemian Grove or places where these people from different groups do get together and just hang out, and hanging out really is all that it requires.
In my head,
to share ideas, to maybe give a little information here and there.
Do you think that there's anything wrong with that?
It's tough for me to answer. It feels wrong to me. Just because there's, we believe, especially in this country, in our democratic society, where all of the people know all of the things and we make decisions together, right? That's the idea. That doesn't happen when you have people at the top colluding like that.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. So if we're talking about collusion, let me answer a couple of conspiracy theories that I think are true. Now, you and I have done this show for how many years now?
It's been since end of 2008.
So we've done the video show and we're new to the audio stuff. You guys, we cover a lot of stuff, but we also run into so many things that we can't cover for one reason or another. And I've been chomping at the bit to talk about a few of these. One thing that we did talk about was the business plot. That, I believe, that's a conspiracy theory that I do believe. The idea about the automobile manufacturers, getting together to kill the electric car, quote unquote, or demolish the train systems, in the United States. I think that there's something to it. I think maybe they wanted to just own the train systems rather than demolish them. But I do think there was definitely something to it. They were found guilty in court, of course. And as we point out in our show, they were fined $1.
I just want to clap loudly. Congratulations.
Yeah. Loudly and slowly for justice. I also believe that, I believe that some of the stuff that we found that again is often labeled as a conspiracy theory turns out just to be true, and that people who might think of themselves as skeptics forget that part of what being skeptical is not just hearing a label and then throwing it in, you know, some easily categorized or umbrella style bucket in your mind. You know, you have to think critically about everything. So I'm rambling a little bit, but for example, HSBC caught running with drug cartels, laundering money. Just a big picture, a gigantic laundromat, but instead of clothing, it's millions of dollars of drug money.
Yeah.
And, people would say that was a conspiracy theory or something like that. And like, oh, you're vilifying bankers and so on.
No, it's just some guys that were doing something that we consider wrong and they got caught.
Well, it's not even, I don't think that it's important enough for my opinion to matter. It doesn't matter if I consider it wrong.
Sure.
Legally, it's
illegal. That's what I meant. As a society, we consider it wrong.
Okay. Yeah. But it's true. And, you know, another thing that was called a conspiracy theory that turned out to be absolutely true is the NSA is spying on everybody.
Right now, in this room, there's probably a phone or an internet connection with a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel so sorry for, let me just apologize to whatever poor intern level government agent has been tasked to listen to our stuff. I mean, we're kidding, of course, because as we know, and if you checked out our show, you know that what the NSA has been collecting, or what even Brazil's intelligence agencies have been collecting, is essentially a huge archive. They don't have human eyes and ears on everything. They have sorting algorithms. So the odds that a government agency might be spying on our show, however flattering that might be, frankly, are very, very slim. We are not the big fish in the pond.
But one day, One day we will be the big fish and you will have to listen to us.
Sometimes we get emails, you guys, from people accusing us of being an intelligent agency.
All the time.
Or asking what's the stuff they don't want you to know about the stuff they don't want you to know.
And I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm planning a video, a special vlog where we are going to talk about the stuff they don't want you to know, doesn't want you to know.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, no spoilers. Everybody act surprised.
So, Ben, I hate to ask you another question to make you talk a bunch
more. Sure, no worries.
But tell me what's the most out there conspiracy that you believe at least 50 to, let's say, 75% in.
The 50 to 70, the absolute most out there?
Just shoot way out there.
I'm gonna have to go kind of vague, kind of high level. For me, it's the assassinations or the questionable suicides.
Are we talking JFK or are we talking?
No.
Okay.
Just in general as a genre.
Okay.
Because I can't recall the details of some specific ones. I don't want to talk about them too much if I don't know, but for me, when someone commits suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head twice and then tying their arms together or something, when someone kills themselves by zipping themselves up into a duffel bag after being shot, those are always questionable to me. And assassinations often come with there's a huge aura of conspiracy, but there's also more of an opportunity often to prove or disprove the claims. Whenever a public figure dies, whether we're talking Kurt Cobain or the Pope, people want to have some sort of more to the story thing, you know?
Yeah, it can't end here.
Yeah, even though that's the human condition, people just die. But we always are finding, we being humans, not you and I, are always finding more information about things that maybe once seemed like they were put to rest. You've probably read recently about Arafat and the polonium traces found on the body, which means that Yasser Arafat was most likely poisoned. And polonium was also used on the Russian journalist Alexander Litvinenko, right?
Yeah.
Polonium is, in the Litvinenko thing, people pointed the finger at Russia and they said, well, Russia, which means Putin essentially, is killing him in retaliation or assassinating him to stop him from spreading secrets about the oligarchs. But in this case, with Yasser Arafat, people are pointing the finger at Mossad, which is Israel's equivalent of the CIA or the KGB. And, we don't know. Really, who did this? We just know that people don't usually have polonium in their bodies.
Yeah, so it's not naturally occurring.
So that's one thing. I know I'm talking so much, man, but can I tell you one of the ones that I've always wanted to cover?
Okay.
All right. So this is something that we'll never cover on our video series because it concerns a very, very disturbing topic.
Oh, no. Is it child pornography?
Yeah, it's the pedophilia rings. So this came to our attention a couple of times. We've heard, when people believe that there's some, dark religious organization or satanic cult, involved in kidnappings or disappearances or murders, the idea of child abuse of this sort always comes up. But, we ran into a story that might be familiar to some people in Belgium about a pedophilia ring. I don't have the notes with me, but a guy gets arrested, and they find out that he had three kids in his basement. And then he's like an itinerant worker. He has a handyman or he's a carpenter or something. He's not making a lot of money, but he owns three houses, it turns out. And then he says he's going to get away with it because he works for powerful people. And, he does get locked up and his wife gets in trouble as well. There were people claiming that this was a bigger ring. Someone who was assigned to be a judge in the case burst into tears in the news. Witnesses were disappearing, like the beds were set on fire with them in them and stuff. And there was a march of 30,000 people to protest the lack of action on this ring. We haven't reported it because we're not making a video about that.
Yeah. So. I, I would protest if you asked me to do that.
I would protest if you asked me to do the same thing. But that's something, for instance, that's something I think is, it has to have some truth to it.
Well, maybe we can cover it in depth with an audio episode someday.
Yeah, maybe we can. But, I'm going to toss the question to you. What is the craziest, most out there thing that you think could be, let's say, have a grain of truth?
Okay, so this is a little caveat here. I'm choosing not to answer that question. I'm gonna be a politician.
Okay.
And I'm gonna reword the question slightly.
Okay.
I don't necessarily believe in this. However, I think it is the best conspiracy theory, most interesting that I have ever heard. And I wish I knew more information about it, and I wish it was true because it's so fascinating to me.
Lay it on me.
The Project Bluebeam. I am fascinated by this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So do the gist. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the one where holographic technology would be used by some government, probably the US government, to make people in different regions of the world believe that the Messiah, their Messiah, whoever it is that they believe in that region, would come down to Earth and tell them that there's an alien attack coming. The religions that you're following are not the true religions. Push everyone towards a humanitarian strain, a humanitarian religion of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would stage an alien invasion with the same technology, and everyone would come together and solidify the human peoples, the human species.
What's great about that plan is, like, you know, how straightforward it is.
And it's so blue sky. Like, of course it's blue sky. You need it for the holograms.
But you have to have the weather.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That to me is so fascinating and so Bondvillian and villain.
I like that. I like Bondvillian. Villian. Bondvillian is a great one. Oh, I think that is interesting. I could actually see that kind of operation being plied in a very local area, you know, like it worked for cargo cults, in the Pacific. But I don't know if we could do it on a global scale. There's another one. There's one last one that I want to talk about. I want to get your opinion. We mentioned this off air. Cryptozoology.
Okay.
All right. Now look, I'm not saying that I believe in some plesiosaur descendant in Scotland, because I don't. And I'm not saying that I think that Sasquatch is some sort of extra dimensional time traveling entity, which some people do believe. I just haven't seen any proof for it.
I'm still crossing my fingers that that's the truth about Sasquatch.
It'd be cool, man. He could be here right now. And he's just blurry, like that old Mitch Hedberg joke. But the thing that got me is when we looked at our episode on whether or not there are living dinosaurs, and if so, where they would be. Looking at some of this stuff, what I found was that it's possible that there are larger undiscovered animals. We don't even know how many species of animals there are. I'm not saying that there would be some fantastic creatures from fiction like a griffin or a basilisk or a minotaur or something, or even a dinosaur. I think that is kind of, it's very difficult to think that that kind of thing could be alive and undiscovered, but it's almost certain that there are undiscovered animals out there somewhere. They probably are just not as fantastic and cool in Hollywood as we would want to think they are.
It's true. And it is less likely that they're really large, the ones that we haven't discovered, right? Just because of the amount of food they need.
The space they need.
A lot of factors. But I'll stay there with you and hold out hope.
Yeah.
For some large, undiscovered, say, reptilian and or dinosaur. Let's do it.
Some sort of small dinosaur. Well, you know, the old joke is always that dinosaurs never died out. They're around us all the time. They just have feathers now.
So, that's true, though.
Yeah.
They evolved, man.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
And birds are still jerks. So, Juan and everybody who has written to us about this, I hope that we have answered your questions here. It turns out that, Matt, you said you do believe in a variety of New World Order. I do believe that the business plot happened. I think there was something to electric cars. I am certain that there was some sort of legal chicanery going on with child abuse in Belgium. And some of these things are things that we have covered on our show. Some we have yet to cover. Some we will cover on our audio podcast. Matt, I'm running off of the mouth. Where can people find us?
Guys, you can find us on Facebook. We are Conspiracy Stuff. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at Conspiracy Stuff. You can find us on YouTube. We're Conspiracy Stuff.
You guys can always email us if you want to suggest a topic, or you have some questions, or you have some more information for us, or, you know, just saying, hey, guys, what's going on? I'm making a sandwich. That's fine. We like to read. We'll read your email.
And we love sandwiches.
And we are cool. Very pro-sandwich. That was our first idea for a show. We were like, either sandwiches or secrets.
Yeah, sandwich stuff. I remember writing that down.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. Nobody steal it. Instead, write to us. Our email address is conspiracy@discovery.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracy stuff.